This video of the two homes that slid down a Draper hillside over the weekend in the Suncrest community is getting attention all across the country. And we learned this morning two more homes are currently evacuated.
Joining us now live is the mayor of Draper, Troy Walker. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning.
We're so sorry for what you're going through in your community there. Can you help us understand what the threat is?
Well, what you have up there is that these four homes specifically are built on an engineered fill. So they filled in a ravine, supposedly engineered it so that it could handle the load of the homes, retaining it however the engineer said it had to be done. And so that's what you have. So you have the two homes that collapsed essentially midpoint of what the old ravine would have been. So you kind of see how just across the top of the ravine, it's been filled with this supposed engineered fill. The two homes that are gone were right kind of in the middle, and the two other ones are kind of on the edge, right next to the two that slid.
I know there are a lot of questions that still need to be answered, but is there any indication that there wasn't proper process or procedure done in building this community?
Well, that seems pretty obvious, I would imagine, with two homes down in the canyon. I'm not an engineer. I don't know all the details yet, but obviously something didn't get done right. This is a filled-in area that's supposed to be engineered such that it can take you create lots over an old ravine. That's what they did. So the houses that are not on the ravine, they're on native soil, and so they're not in this situation. What happened here is this engineered ground is what failed.
Mm. So there are two other houses condemned. Are there other houses that are threatened because they are sitting on that ravine?
No. The ravine's not as wide, so the ravine's really about four houses wide right there.
What are you telling the rest of the residents in that area?
Well, obviously, if your home has a crack or you see something, you can certainly call our building inspector and then come out and look. The way we evacuated the two homes that fell earlier this last year in October was, self-reporting of cracking and moving. And so our building inspector went and looked, and then that's when we made the determination. We made this determination back in October. We were not convinced it was right back then, and so we kept everyone out.
So you made the determination in October. Does that mean that all this rain isn't relevant to this particular crisis?
Like I said, I'm not an engineer, but I don't think it's, it doesn't look like it has to do with the rain. It has to do with the way it was engineered. Because it's not a mudslide or landslide in the typical sense, right? It's not native land that just gave way. This is actually man-made land that gave way. So that's what's unique about it.
Is this something the city itself will continue to be actively involved with going forward?
Well, we've got what looks to me like a serious disaster level cleanup that we have to do of our open space. And we have two homes essentially in the open space and the third one that's most likely to collapse into it. So we've got a huge amount of involvement still trying to get our, get our trail system back and our open space back. I mean, two full complete homes down in the canyon.
Mm. We're just captivated by what's happening there. And those homeowners are in our thoughts, Mayor, as you are. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It's a tragedy, but hopefully we're just glad no one got hurt.
Yes.
We were able to have a foresight there. So strike one up for Draper City there. We were on the ball on that one.
Yeah,
absolutely. Amen to that.
Being proactive 6 months ago, all the way back to October. That is Draper Mayor Troy Walker joining us this morning.